For the first time since playing in Denver, John Lynch did not feel right, and the Broncos granted the veteran safety the chance to look for other opportunities.
It's been a real tough last 48 hours coming to this decision in my heart. What simply happened is the situation just didn't feel right, and I've always been one to follow my gut and follow my heart with decisions, and when I've done that, things have worked out pretty darn good for me. And my gut was telling me that this wasn't the right situation, and so I went up, and I had a great conversation with Mike, and we talked about it, and told him what I was thinking. He gave me some time to go home and think about it with my family. And during those 24 hours, I tried to rationalize all the reasons to stay here, but my gut kept telling me that the situation just, it wasn't right.
I talked to John after our last OTA day. And after our last OTA day, John came up to me and said, Mike, if the season started today, you know, where do you see me? And I said, John, to be honest with you, I don't think in those terms with the OTA days, because I evaluate that after our first three preseason games and obviously the summer camp. But since you asked me the question, I'm gonna go back, talk to our coaches, look at all the OTA days, and I'll tell you tomorrow at our bowling derby, if we were starting today, exactly where we'd be. And I sat down with John, and I said, hey John, you'd be our first team safety, but you wanna be on our nickel package. And when I shared that with John, so Mike, give me about a week if you would, because I got to come to a decision if that's something that I could deal with. And he said, if I don't call you within a week, that means I decided to come back and give it my best shot. Even if I don't play nickel, I'm going to give you everything I got and do everything I've been doing since I've been a pro. And knowing John, he was going to do exactly that. Then after Tuesday's practice, he came up to me and said, hey, Mike, I need about 24 hours to kind of think what I want to do. He said, right now, not playing nickel or not playing dime, he said, you kind of lose a little concentration what you're doing, even with your base defense. So therefore, it's kind of tough with me. I said, hey, take as much time as you want. And he came back to me and he said, hey, Mike, I'm a guy that's really got to be involved. I've been a Pro Bowl player, a consummate pro, and I just don't kind of like the role that I'm in right now. And it's very tough on me. And I said, hey, John, you've given everything to this organization a guy could give. If you think it's not going to work out here on an every down basis, and you would like to look at other opportunities, I said, I won't stand in your way. You've given me too much, and you've been too much of a pro. I don't think I've ever been with more of a pro than a guy like John Lynch.
Lynch signed with the Broncos before the start of the 2004 season, and many questioned if Lynch could be productive because of a previous neck injury. All Lynch did for the next four seasons in Denver would prove the skeptics wrong, earning a Pro Bowl bid every season while in orange and blue. Lynch was a member of the 2005 Broncos defense that went all the way to the AFC Championship game. The next season, Lynch finished with 97 tackles, which was the highest total since 2001, and started all 16 games that year. Regarded as one of the most decorated players in the NFL, Lynch provided leadership in the locker room.
Step up, we'll play this game all day long. We like ping pong.
Dog, Lynch be hitting our own people. I couldn't be on defense, man. Lynch be hitting everybody, man.
But it was not just in the locker room or in the huddle where Lynch showed his leadership. He immediately rooted his family in the Denver community with the John Lynch Foundation and continually tried to make a difference with those less fortunate. In 2006, he received the Bart Starr and Byron Wizzer White Awards for his off-the-field efforts. Lynch still has a love for the game and will look at all options for this season.
Where do I go now? I'm going to explore all my options. Mike has allowed me to do that. I asked him to set me free so I could explore my options. I'm gonna start the process of doing that. And what are those options? Those options are to continue playing someplace else. I still have a great passion for the game of football. Still very much love it in my heart. I prepared myself extremely hard this year, and I feel like I'm in great shape. My health is tremendous. I still feel like I can compete at a Pro Bowl level.
Whatever Lynch does, the players Thursday talked about missing his presence.
John's such a damn warrior. You know, that's why he's been such a great safety and a player in this league and going to the Hall of Fame, I'm sure. And he that's the way he's played for 16 years or whatever it's been, and that's the way he wants to finish playing, wherever that may be, and I can respect that.
He was almost like our fourth linebacker out there. I mean, he's great in run defense, and his leadership, most of all, is going to be missed because he's a proven winner. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame player. And you know, guys look up to him and respect him for what he's done and what he can do.
And I think we have a lot of great leadership. And one of the best things I think about this team so far is people have been kind of self-motivated and leading themselves. And I think that makes for a better team than anything else. We haven't had any situation where we needed a guy to step up and yell and scream and get us in line. Everybody's been here every day and here to work.
I think that John is probably the most well-rounded person I've ever been with. You know, if you talk about football, you talk about leadership, you talk about family, you talk about community. I mean, everything that you look for in a guy, everything you look for in a man, regardless of football. And once he's done with football, whatever he decides to go into, he'll be the best at it because he's that type of guy. You know, he's got charisma, he's got class. He just got his priorities in order. So that's why it's so tough to have a guy like that go.
Everybody here has just been wonderful to me. The fans have accepted us, myself on the field, my family off the field. We came here with a lot of fear 4 years ago in a new situation, and now we're seriously considering, you know, raising our family here and calling it home.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.